Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Life and your life and our life together. No matter what the weather, we gon' shine forever. No matter how clever they try to sever our ties, ties, we bound by the ties that bind. My life for your life and our life together. No matter what the weather, we gon' shine forever. No matter how clever they try to sever our ties, ties, we bound by the ties that bind.
Thank you for joining me for episode number 8, To Be or Not to Be Part 2. First, I'm amazed at the response I've received so far for the show. I really appreciate that. Today, we're going to dive deeper into fate and free will. I will give deeper meanings to some of the things I just touched the surface of. Hopefully, by the end, you will have a better understanding of how you may be able to change your fate. I heard through the grapevine that episode 7 went by so fast that people had trouble grasping the concept. I went back and listened a few times to see what they may have been talking about. I did kind of throw some info out there and just kind of let it lay there. I figured what you guys heard was my Gemini rising. Geminis have a lot of information, but most times it's just surface level information. Even though Geminis like variety, as in I covered that, let's move on to the next set of information, I decided to turn off my Gemini and turn on my Scorpio, which is my moon sign, for part 2. Why? Because part 1 was surface level. I did say in part 1, you got to give the people what they want. Wait, in fact, I'm going to turn on my Virgo as well, which is my sun, and my Scorpio, again my moon sign, for this show. But I still need my Gemini to deliver it, so I'm going to turn that down just a little. Imagine me sitting at a control board, turning a knob labeled Gemini Energy, me turning it down just a little. Now, why Scorpio? Because Scorpio is the detective. Scorpios like depth, and I was asked to go deeper into how to use the signs to change your fate. Why Virgo, you ask? Honestly, we all grew up with a socialized way of thinking, which is within one of many mainstream connections to consciousness. What is that? The orthodox religious ways of connecting with consciousness. This stuff is really not easy to grasp, and because of that, I need my Virgo. Virgo is the virgin, but when you see pictures of Virgo, she looks like an older woman. But in fact, Virgo is like a 12 or 13 year old girl. What does that mean? Virgos have the ability to take complex concepts and break them down to childlike form. With that said, I'm about to jump off deeper into this, Scorpio, but I'm going to try to keep it simple. Virgo. Part 1 was about fate or free will, and can we change it? You may not have realized it, but the stuff I was saying in the beginning of this show was an example of how you can change your fate. How? Because I consciously know energy expression. I consciously decided to express one over the other in presenting part 2 instead of rolling with whatever comes out. This is still surface level stuff. Now we're diving in. Imagine you're in a dodecagon, 12-sided room, or room cut like a pizza into 12 slices, and you're standing in the middle of this room. Now think of the appliances in your house. The stove, the refrigerator, the oven, and the regular appliances all run on different currents. The plug for the stove looks different from the refrigerator and the oven. All three of those have different plugs than the regular appliances, and don't forget your dryer and washing machine and dishwasher. For all these machines to run, they need to a certain current or wattage going into the system. All of the currents come from one fuse box, pushing out energy. I know. So what does appliances and plugs in the wall have to do with astrology? Everything when you realize what signs really are. The signs is a type of current running from the fuse box to the different appliances. Virgo runs the oven. Cancer runs the stove. Aquarius runs the dryer, and so on. They all have different wattage because different appliances need different types of energy. Each sign has its own unique energy signature expression. Now back to the dodecagon, the pizza slices. You're standing in the room. Each wall has the name of one sign on it and an outlet you can plug your appliance into if it needs that type of energy. Don't you think it would be a good idea to know the wattage of each energy signature so you won't plug your stove into a drywall and blow something up? I know that sounds terrible. Some of you may be feeling like you got some of your appliances plugged into the wrong walls. I have some good news for you. Nothing's gonna blow up, so you're safe. I have some even better news for you. Each outlet is interchangeable. What does that mean? I actually can plug my stove into any one of the 12 walls. That's the good news. The not so good news is even though you can plug your appliance into any wall, you don't know how the appliance will react once you plug it into that wall. You guys still with me? So if that is the case, I can plug my appliance into any wall. If I know what the appliance is for, it is a good idea to find out if I plugged the appliance into this wattage, which is the sign, how would that appliance react? If that is a good idea to know, you are now on the road to understanding how to change your fate. What does the appliance represent? The planets. Most of you guys only know your sun sign, but you have more appliances than that. You have a moon, you have Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, North Node, Saturn. How does astrology work? Pulling your chart is equivalent to me seeing what, where, and why, and how your appliances are plugged into which walls and the currents you have going to each appliance. Back in part one, I said I know why astrology works because I've done all these impromptu readings for people from all over the world. I have concluded people are sleeping. What did I mean by that? Most people don't realize they are sitting in the middle of a dodecagon with the currents running through them, controlling the things they do and how they react to things. If I, as an astrologer, can see these points and you're sleeping, I pretty much know each planet, aspects of yourself, and how it will react in certain situations. Here is some more good news. You can change the expression of that energy, which would make it much harder for anyone to tell you your fate. How do you change your fate? One of the first steps is you got to accept this energy stuff is very much real. It may be hard to accept this because it goes against a lot of the socialized thought we grew up learning. Just because you never heard this stuff before does not invalidate it. Next, you need to become aware of the different energy expressions. What is Taurus energy? What is Sagittarius energy? How does it look? How does it feel? How does it express? Once you get a good idea of different types of energy expression, then find one of your appliances, let's say your moon, which is your emotional body, and see what happens when you plug it into this current sign. Unfortunately, you can't change the wall your appliances are plugged into. That is what us astrologers call the natal birth chart, and that is what we look at when doing a reading. Now that we got all that out the way, you heard me read off the signs. But with each sign, I read three different currents for one sign. I read overemphasized expression, an underemphasized expression, and a balanced expression. Each of these is how that current of energy expresses when you have either too much, not enough, or balanced energy flow expression. Imagine a train coming down the tracks. There is a three-way switch ahead. You can go straight, you can go right, or you can go left. Left is underexpressed, right is overexpressed, and straight is balanced. The track you're coming down is the Leo line. When it's time for the track to switch over, the sleeping person lets the train go to whichever track it chooses, but the conscious person switches the levers themselves to the energy track they want to take. When I said in part one that fate or free will could be both, this is what I meant. The fated chart is the person sleep at the conductor's chair, just letting the train go wherever it chooses. But the free will chart is the person awake in the conductor's chair, choosing which tracks the train will go on. To choose the tracks, you need to know where each track will lead to. That is what the key words I read is all about. Now this part takes some real honesty with yourself. Now take your appliance, let's say your son, which is your ego. And when I go over these signs, you have to be honest with yourself on how it is being expressed out of you. When you hear the expression of, let's say, Aries, you need to take ownership of that and then decide if you want to change it. You see, Aries can be expressed in any one of the three types of expression. Here is more good news for you. Guess who controls the expression? You do. You have the ability to change how Aries is flowing to your appliance. Free will, remember? Here is even more good news. You don't have to change it at all. You can be perfectly fine with an under or over expression of Aries. It's your choice. Just remember though, you can express that, but people will also have a reaction to that expression. Now I have to ask you this. If you wake up in the conductor's chair and start choosing which railroad tracks your train will ride on, can you change something that once appeared faded if you're making conscious decisions from now on? With that said, let's go over the signs one more time. Again, I'm using a list created by Ethan Chimenti over at MasteringTheZodiac.com, and he's on YouTube as well. He produced this list. You can go on his website or YouTube channel and also download this exact same list that I'm going over. With that said, let's begin. Aries, you're growing self-awareness and confidence through asserting your will into the world. Now, let's just say you're an Aries sun or moon. If you have too much Aries, you come across as selfish, self-serving, aggressive, impatient, combative, overbearing, rash, and reckless. Oh, also, you have rising sign. Underexpression, underemphasized Aries comes across as passive, passive-aggressive, fearful, victimized, apprehensive, self-denying. But balanced expression of Aries comes across as self-aware, asserting, initiating, daring, direct, active, and independent. Now, find your Aries appliance, planet, sun, moon, rising, whatever, and be honest with yourself. And let's just say it's your moon. Your moon is coming down the Aries track. When you get emotional, how is it expressed? Is it expressed over or under or bound? If you don't like one of those expressions, you have the free will to change it. Now let's move on to Taurus. You're coming down the Taurus tracks, and you're here to cultivate self-reliance and the enjoyment of your values through working with the natural world. You got too much Taurus overemphasized. You're materialistic, possessive, stubborn, self-indulgent, lazy, greedy, spendthrift. Underemphasized, not enough Taurus, you're aesthetic, abstinent, austere, miserly, stingy, stark, wasteful, anti-material. But balanced expression of Taurus comes across as self-reliant, resourceful, grateful, sensual, luxurious, affluent, supportive, frugal. Now you're coming down the Taurus track with your moon sign, your rising sign, how people meet you. How's it expressed? You don't like one of those expressions? Be honest with yourself. Change it. If you like it, keep rolling with it. Gemini, you're learning about the rational aspects of life through communicating with and learning from others. Too much Gemini overemphasized. You're nosy, impatient, nervous, flighty, high-strung, fickle, overthinking, overspeaking. Underemphasized, not enough Gemini is deceptive, dishonest, antisocial, disinterested, indirect, vague, and withdrawn. A balanced Gemini comes across as inquisitive, curious, sociable, communicative, practical, flexible, and lighthearted. You're coming down the Gemini track with your appliances. Which one you want to choose? You have the free will. Do you want to come off more inquisitive, curious, and sociable, or do you want to be more nosy, impatient, and nervous? Or disinterested, indirect, and vague? Your choice. Cancer, you're embracing feelings and sentiments through caring for and nurturing others. Too much Cancer, overemphasized, is broadening, hypersensitive, overly concerned, smothering, stuck in the past. Underemphasized Cancer, not enough, comes across as withdrawn, defensive, disconnected, cold, detached, uncaring, reclusive. Balanced Cancer comes across as receptive, accepting, nurturing, caring, gentle, protective, reflective. Which one do you want to choose, Cancer? You too sensitive? You cold? You choose. Leo, you're expressing yourself through creativity, playfulness, and sharing who you are with others. Too much Leo, you come across as self-centered, arrogant, melodramatic, demanding, boastful, attention-seeking. Not enough Leo comes across as frigid, apprehensive, self-rejecting, withholding, lackadaisical, despondent, and drab. Balanced Leo looks like self-expressive, creative, playful, self-assured, loving, generous, giving, and passionate. Which one you want to choose, Leo? If you're Venus, what you love and how you love is in Leo, you come across as one. Be honest with yourself. How do you come across? How is your love expressed? Virgo, you're developing your skills and abilities through improving yourself, your environment, and helping with others. Overemphasized Virgo, too much Virgo comes across as the perfectionist, controlling, nitpicky, obsessive compulsive, and workaholic. Not enough Virgo, underemphasized, is deteriorating, stagnating, disorganized, careless, depreciating, disdaining. Balanced expression of Virgo is bettering, improving, organizing, enhancing, growing, assisting, and helping. Okay, Virgo, you're coming down the Virgo track. Your Mars is in Virgo. Your get up and go, your warrior energy, how is it expressed? Is your warrior stagnating? Or is it the perfectionist? Or do you help people? There's three different expressions. You can choose how your warrior comes across. Let's go on to Libra. Libra, keeping balance and mutuality through conscious actions and relationships. Conscientious. Sorry about that. Overemphasized Libra comes across as overly agreeable, dependent, giving power away, selfless, self-depreciating. Not enough Libra comes across as indecisive, passive, unconcerned, immoral, morally gray, uninvolved, and straddling. Balanced Libra comes across as conscientious, moral, cooperative, fair, just, agreeable, impartial, harmonious. If you're Saturn, your life lesson is in Libra. This is what you're learning. How are you learning? Are you balanced? Are you cooperative? Or are you a dependent? Is it hard for you to, are you indecisive? Is it hard for you to make up your mind? You get to choose. Free will again. Scorpio, you're exposing the truth through deep involvements and penetrating the depths of life. Too much Scorpio, overemphasized, you're overexposing. Grim, gloomy, cruel, vindictive, hurtful, lustful, grotesque, disregarding. Underemphasized Scorpio comes across as secretive, suspicious, possessive, mistrusting, spiteful, power-seeking, and overly attached. But balanced Scorpio comes across as transparent, honest, vulnerable, penetrating, accepting, bonding, open, non-attached. You Scorpio sons, are you vindictive? Or are you mistrusting? Or you're accepting, honest? You choose, free will. Let's move on. Sagittarius. Sagittarius, you're exploring life and life's purpose through expanding your mind, body, and spirit. Too much Sagittarius, overemphasized, comes across as self-righteous, preachy, dogmatic, condescending, excessive, impractical. Underemphasized Sagittarius comes across as closed-minded, adrift, aimless, restraining, pessimistic, doubtful, inhibited. Balanced Sagittarius comes across as adventurous, philosophical, open-minded, optimistic, freedom-loving, and purposeful. How is your Sagittarius being expressed? Capricorn, you're building a legacy through discipline, patience, and perseverance. Overemphasized Capricorn is harsh, rigid, overcautious, restricted, inhibited, cold, detached, obsessed with success. Underemphasized Capricorn comes across as impatient, faint-hearted, uncommitted, defeatist, negligent, immature, irresponsible. But balanced is responsible, committed, hardworking, mature, determined, dedicated, and pessimistic. Persistent. Sorry about that. Question, Capricorn. Sun, moon, rising. Are you a workaholic? Or are you lazy? Do you have a hard time finding commitments? Or are you overcommitted? You decide. Aquarius, you're changing the world through innovative ideas and inducing social change. Overemphasized Aquarius comes across as rebellious, radical, dictating, fanatical, extreme, chaotic, outlandish, defiant. Underemphasized, Aquarius comes across as undisciplined, impractical, detached, impersonal, aloof, disorganized, and antisocial. Balanced Aquarius comes across as progressive, inventive, humanitarian, unconventional, eccentric, and envisioning. And Pisces, last but not least, you're seeking and finding peace through connecting with the ebb and flow of life. Overemphasized comes across as unconscious, ungrounded, delusional, escapist, living in a fantasy, and mindless. Underemphasized comes across as lack of faith, hopeless, apathetic, callous, overthinking, and stress. Balance comes across as intuitive, present, tranquil, trusting, mindful, empathic, compassionate, and connected. Now that we went over the signs, you really need to be honest with yourself and see how has that energy being expressed from your sun, from your moon, from your rising, and any of your other placements. If you like that expression of it, so be it. But if you don't, you have the free will to change it. The question is, do you want to? Do you want to leave things up to fate? Or do you want to have a say on how that fate plays out? The great thing is, you do have a choice. No choice is right or wrong. Thank you for joining me for episode number 8, To Be or Not to Be, Part 2. If you have any questions about the show, or if you would like any help with your birth chart, or would like a reading, contact me at iamastrologyreadings.com, or you can email me at iamastrologyreadings@gmail, or you can follow me on social media using the same name, I Am Astrology Readings. If you would like a custom clock shirt set to your sun, moon, and rising, go to the P-Dub Collection part of the website, contact me, and we could set that up as well. As always, know thyself and balance your energy.
Now we started out together, trying to make cheddar, selling rocks as jocks in good and bad weather, taking mess tags, emails, death bad for the bus ride they had out the six pad. It was bad, thinking of things we never had, the both of us, living in homes with no dad, but that's no excuse for us to get loose. Still in all, we survived all the verbal abuse, and as time went on, and all the smoke cleared, it hit me like an avalanche when you disappeared. That's when life got weird, cause all of a sudden I had to get on up, get out and get something. You was doing your time and I was doing mine, trying hard to survive, C-A-L-I. Oh my, it's funny just how time flies, 8 years gone by without seeing your eyes. And I almost died a couple times, but I'm knowing your life was hell over here compared to mine. My life for your life and our life together, no matter what the weather, we gon' shine forever. No matter how clever they try to sever our ties, ties, we bound by the ties that bind. My life for your life and our life together, no matter what the weather, we gon' shine forever.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.